Peter Squiro was born in Ketchikan, but traveled far afield to become educated and to train for a career as a teacher and a college administrator. His years in school in South Dakota only honed his interest in returning to Southeast. After one false start and a failed marriage, he returned to Alaska with his current wife, Margie, in 1980. With a small boat and a dog named Beast, Esquiro envisioned a quiet life of trolling. But his background in administration recommended him for an opening as general manager of Ensera, which was 1 year old at the time. Esquiro says the association's board was very committed, but he soon realized that commitment was about all they had.
Well, the first surprise was I walked in and asked for to see the books. The bookkeeper came out with one book. It was about, maybe half an inch thick. And I opened it up, and really what it was a check register, you know, one of those ledger books that has a check to the side and a check register on the other side. And I said, how about the general ledger and the rest of the accounting books? Well, this is all we have.
Ensera produced $153,000 worth of fish in 1984. In 1985, that figure plummeted to $7,000. Many wondered if hatchery returns were depressing prices by selling fish to support their own operations, a process known as cost recovery. Esquiro wanted to ensure that cost recovery fish did not undermine the market.
You know, I knew that was a possibility, but I also knew that there were ways of marketing, catching and marketing these fish as they're coming back to us, so that we didn't have to get them in that dark condition. And a lot of that took planning, and that's one of the reasons that the program out here on the west coast of Baranof Island works so well, is because we're right. There are no other intercepting fisheries out in front of us. And we can allow our fish to come in and segregate, and then we can harvest them very aggressively. The result of all that is that we have, in our cost recovery sales of fish, we have never, in all the years we've been doing this, sold fish for a lower price per pound than common property fish.
It was not long before Esquiro's fundamentally conservative approach began to get traction, and Ensera began to produce returns. In 1988, the association took over the state's Hidden Falls hatchery, and the value of the returning salmon hit $2 million. Ensera also began to produce chum salmon by the millions. Again, Esquiro went easy on the throttle.
We try to be very cautious here. The fishermen who govern this association have always told me that there is no way that we can compete with Mother Nature in the cost of producing salmon. And I used to think, that's not true. We can get this down to where it's a science, and we can get the cost down below Mother Nature. But I have to admit today that those fishermen were right, you know. And the result of that is that anything that we do, I'm still speaking as an employee of Ensera, anything we do and anything we propose, some of the most intense questioning comes from board members. How do you know that those fish that you're releasing at this location aren't going to mix with these wild stocks over here and do damage to these wild stocks? The fishermen are more concerned about those kinds of things and protecting what Mother Nature does for us, that I don't think there's any way that we would get a program through that is obviously going to be detrimental to wild stocks.
In addition to Hidden Falls and the Medvici hatchery in Silver Bay, Ensera has a field office in Haines and various release sites around the region. A new coho hatchery at Sawmill Cove in Sitka will come online as soon as a suitable stock has been developed. Esquiro remembers agreeing to work for Ensera for just a couple of years, mainly to straighten out its business procedures. It was harder than he thought to leave.
Why am I here for 30 years, or almost 30 years? Well, I kept seeing these improvements and reaching these milestones to where, all of a sudden, we've done something that hadn't been done before in Alaska. We've made this thing, we've grown this association to meet, I think, every goal that was ever intended by the legislators and the fishermen who dreamed this program up.
Over the course of his tenure at NCRA, the value of fish produced by the association has been put at over $181 million. Pete Esquiro says he'll work on committing some of NCRA's history to paper in his retirement. He'll be succeeded by former NCRA operations manager Steve Reifenstuhl beginning in June. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.